We've all heard of the Titanic, and many of us know the name Carpathia, a nearby ship that helped rescue some of the ocean liner survivors. Today's story is about one of those passengers on that second ship, and the unlikely career launched in the middle of a tragedy. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The year was 1912, and a woman from Louisiana, Missouri, was about to be thrust onto the world stage.
Mae Burkhead was a seamstress in Louisiana. She was a family friend of Champ Clark, who was running for president that year. And Champ was the Speaker of the House of Representatives from Bowling Green.
Reporters were on the campaign trail with Champ Clark, and that's when a chance meeting took place.
He, was doing his campaign tour, and a reporter from New York met Mae Burkhead and remembered her saying that she was going to take a trip with her aunt to Europe on Carpathia.
Bill Engel says fast forward to April of 1912, and Titanic sank after hitting an iceberg. The Carpathia was the ship who rescued most of the Titanic survivors. When news broke of the tragedy, the New York reporter remembered 30-year-old Mae Burkhead was on that ship.
The reporter wired out to Carpathia and said, "Hey, can you get me some stories, get me some pictures, get me anything? When you get back to New York, we'll transcribe everything." And she did. She became a reporter.
Her stories were well-read in newspapers across the nation. She seemed to be able to empathize with those who had suffered such great loss, and they in turn opened their hearts to allow her to share their stories with the public.
The other newspapers were beside themselves because they didn't have anybody on Carpathia or anybody else who had firsthand accounts. She became a star, and after that, she kept on reporting. She worked for the Chicago Tribune. She worked in Europe. She was a celebrity.
Mae Burkhead excelled at a job that happened quite by tragic happenstance aboard the Carpathia. She died in 1941 and is buried here in her hometown. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.